Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Hey man, what's that? I heard you had your heart torn apart.
Yeah man, it finally happened to me. My main thing is my women.
Well, they don't need to sit around crying. You know, it's other things other than your main thing.
Yeah, but I thought it would never happen to me. Everything was so blue.
Yeah, well, but me and the JBs, we got a little something we want to lay on your head. I hope this makes you feel better.
Everybody plays a fool. No exception to the rule. It may be factual, may be cruel. Everybody plays a fool.
Hello and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane, and every week I bring you a mix of all different kinds of music, all around a different theme. And last week the theme was winter clothing, in recognition of the sudden changes in weather and the necessary changes in wardrobe. Come along with that, and you can listen to that one in the archive with all the other episodes at everybodyplaysthefool.com. And now tonight, episode 73. It's almost Thanksgiving, and so tonight our topic is cooking. We're going to talk about all different kinds of food-related music, but specifically songs about cooking. And I do have a guest here tonight joining me in the studio, who is the host of Reciprocity Radio here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Welcome, Amanda. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Thank you for having me again.
Sure. It's a pleasure to have you back. You were here 2 weeks ago for our very special weed episode. I had a lot of fun with that one. I recommend people check that one out.
I had fun, too.
In the archive. That was a good one. And so there's a lot of food-based music out there.
Yeah.
And I've actually done two episodes around food already. I did a baked goods episode and a junk food episode.
Ooh.
And so tonight, I wanted to focus a little bit more on cooking or making food specifically. Amanda's show, Reciprocity, is all about making food, different angles on that.
Yeah, it's like about the way we share recipes and like the cultural impact and like familial impact and the way that sort of communicate through food, I guess.
So. That's right. And we'll have a few different musicians communicating using recipes on this show. And we are going to start off the first set here with one of those recipe songs. Here is King Curtis and the Kingpins with Memphis Soul Stew. You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're gonna tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of base. Now I need a pound of fatback drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn. Place on the burner and bring to a boil. That's it right there. Now beat well.
About ready now. Why don't we go have one? I mean, really.
fatty rooster got out one night. That fatty rooster told that chicken, I'm gonna knock your thing out of sight. The chicken told that fatty rooster, well, that's all right. I'm gonna meet you in a gumbo tomorrow night.
Thank you. What's wrong, Daddy? You look like something's bothering you.
There's nothing bothering me, honey, that a piece of roast beef can't fix up.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Pops. A man works hard, then comes on home. Expects to find stew with that fine ham bone. He opens the door, then starts to look in.
Say, woman, what's this stuff you cooking? Now all that meat and no potatoes are just seem right like a green tomato.
Here I'm waiting, palpitating with all that meat
and no potatoes.
All that meat and no potatoes. All that food to the alligators.
Now hold me steady, I'm really ready. Now all that meat and no potatoes.
I don't think that peas are bad. With me, most anything goes.
Yes, I looked in the pot. I'm fit to fight. Cause, woman, you know that mess just ain't right.
Oh, that's all. Oh, all that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes.
Woman, I'm steaming, yeah, really screaming. All that meat and no potatoes. Rice, beans just ain't right.
Oh, Pops, all that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes.
Now, woman, I'm steaming and I'm really screaming.
It ain't rationed.
All that meat
and no potatoes.
Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're here on another Monday night, bringing you songs all around a specific topic, and tonight that topic is cooking. And here in studio, I have my friend Amanda, who is the host of Reciprocity Radio here on Radio Free Brooklyn on Sunday afternoons. How's it going so far? What do you think of that first set?
I loved it. I really liked it.
Amanda suggested multiple songs that were in that set, and they were really good calls. Had to start with King Curtis and Memphis Soul Stew. That is the classic recipe song. After that, we heard We Got the Recipe by Bo Kirkland and Ruth Davis. And then we heard a really weird one that Amanda suggested by the Turtles called Food.
It's so weird.
Yeah, that's their like psychedelic, yeah. Like pop brownie song.
Yeah.
Which goes well with the last theme that you and I did, yes, on this show. But that album was the Turtles Present the Battle of the Bands, in which they like every song is like a parody of a different genre, or it's like there are 10 different bands on the album. It's really weird. What did we hear after the Turtles? We heard something from Dr. John. That song is called Pots on Fire, Filet Gumbo. Then we closed that one out with Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars with Velma Middleton. That was All That Meat and No Potatoes. A great classic food song there. And yeah, there's a lot of great food songs out there, and we're going to try and focus more on the ones specifically about cooking, if we can. But I wanted to ask, now I know you you do enjoy cooking. That's why you chose the show. You didn't just go with like your least favorite topic.
I hate it.
Because you have to talk about it every week. But I was thinking about connections between cooking and music. Is there a best music to cook to in your mind?
Oh, that's hard. I don't know.
Or like, do you think certain dishes lend themselves better to certain kinds of music? Or is that something that like, I don't know, music sets moods in very particular ways for us.
Right.
Do you think that affects, like, if you're listening to a certain kind of song, that affects how you cook?
Yeah, definitely. I can think of one example.
Sure.
Sort of at home, my parents have Sirius XM playing throughout the house. And, like, if you've listened to Reciprocity Radio, you've probably heard that I usually go with, like, a Jimmy Smith backing track. And I love, like, organ jazz, yeah. Things like that. And my parents love Sirius XM watercolors, which makes me insane, which is like light jazz. So when I was cooking for them at home last time I was home, and they had the watercolors on, I was like, I need to change this. I'm so
it was getting in the way of you doing a good job.
So I switched it to the real jazz station, and then my dad came in and was like, I don't like organ jazz, and turned it off. So
wow.
It's okay.
But I figure if you're... It's kind of like if you're driving, you should get to choose what's on the radio. That's, if you're cooking for the family, then you should get to choose what you're listening to in the kitchen, right?
That was my hope, but it is their house. So.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, you would hope that it would be chef's choice, but
yes.
Maybe it doesn't always work that well.
No.
Another thing that I know we've been talking about off air here, and one of the things I wanted to look at for this show tonight is... there are a lot of celebrity cookbooks out there, and there are a surprising number of celebrity musician cookbooks. Loretta Lynn, we were just talking about. She has a cookbook in which she gives a recipe for, was it squirrel?
Yep.
Dolly Parton has a cookbook, which is very hard to get a copy of now. Very short run on that, I guess. Patti LaBelle has a cookbook.
Wow.
Beyonce has a cookbook.
What?
Kid Rock has a cookbook. As you just found on your phone a minute ago, Coolio has a cookbook.
Yes.
And what was that first chapter title?
The first chapter is called How to Be a Kitchen Pimp.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots and lots of other celebrity musicians out there. I think you said you found a Paul McCartney related cookbook.
I didn't realize that, but yeah, there's a vegetarian. It's called like Meat Free Monday or something. I can look it up. There's also Liberace.
Oh, yeah, Liberace.
Yep.
So, I think one of the things that we're going to try and do is pick some recipes and try them, and maybe we'll talk about them on your show
on a
future date, which would be fun. So let's get into some more music here. The first set was very sort of laid back, a lot of jazz and R&B and 60s rock kind of stuff in there. We're gonna change directions a little bit going into this next song, because there is a very successful cookbook out there right now.
Oh.
I think the musician at the top of the heap of musician celebrity cookbooks is probably the rapper Action Bronson.
Oh, wow.
He's a rapper. He's a former chef. He references food at least once per song, sometimes more. And it's usually like really, well, actually it's a variety of high end and low end stuff maybe. But He's got this book. I actually just saw this on a friend's countertop when I was visiting a friend a couple days ago. And I know it's been doing very well. So I figured I had to do something with Action Bronson here today. His book is titled Fuck, That's Delicious. And it's an illustrated cookbook slash memoir slash guide to eating and enjoying food. It's a lifestyle book as much as it is a recipes book. I haven't read it yet, but it looks pretty excellent. So I figured we would start off this next set with a track from Action Bronson. This is the swear words portion of the show, changing direction a little bit, and then we'll keep going with some cooking music and be back to talk some more in just a second. But to kick this set off, we are going to hear a song called Tapas by Action Bronson. And it is here on the cooking episode of Everybody Plays the Fool. You are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Party supplies. Action Bronson is a rap singer. He's legit. He sells his DVD for about $13 on the internet.
Hey, yo, my sole purpose, long hair, speed Turkish, twist the sisters out like the Universal Circus, about to cop the crib furnished, what burning brick oven shit with the furnace, pot of fromage, big plate look like a lobster collage, I'm on the art and the food scene, fuck rap, laying back, eating poutine, matter of fact, couple rats will make a cool bling, while you see me in the shorts or weather, weather Puerto Rican bitches chilling on the boardwalk, rock away, smelling like Georgie, ready for orgy, slightly retarded, bread in the pork. 20 seconds dead in the 40. All this money to be gotten. Hailing from the rotten. Scotch make it neat. No socks on the feet. When I'm stepping in the loafer. Creamy like the Robiola. Guaranteed I'm getting boxed like an old controller. Baby mama catching cases. High speed chases. Fiends rocking the ID bracelets. You only live once, so fuck if I'ma waste it. I'm in France stepping on grapes. You can taste it. Yeah, make cheese like the fromage. Yay. Tatted chest, cover pain, washing scars. Daddy disapprove of my life just like a Marvin Gaye. Keep the Dodge, I want the 87 sobbing gray.
Catch me in the corner, not speaking.
Action Bronson is a rap singer. He's legit. Sells a DVD for about $13 on the internet.
Catch me in the corner, not speaking.
Stuff a shorty like the man of gut. Light tan on the shoe like banana nut. Strong odor off the weed like your grandma's butt. No attempt to disrespect, but my grandma blunt. But I'm known to eat expensive lunches. From the farm right to the table. Air straight to the plate. I doubt you could relate. Figs at the peak of their ripeness. Money off this music, motherfucker, I like this. So cut the check.
Catch me in the corner, not speaking. I'm the ultimate.
Ayo, the kush get flipped to a swan, origami, floating in the water, north of North Dakota, get to Barcelona, Algeria connection, pussy like a leather jacket, been to hell and back, they tried to sell me back, but they couldn't, hookers by the hojo, chilling with Doc Gooden, top is up for grabs, so fuck it, then why wouldn't, Bronson be the one coming through with the gold belt.
Action Bronson is a rap singer.
Oh, banana, Anna. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it to gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby irby. Look in the Fendel Mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, Tolula. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. 'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishia. Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
And the rest of the folks. When I got there, Mom was sitting on the porch, just a rocking and a humming like she always did. She said, "Sit down, son. I know what you like. I'm gonna fry us up some funky bread tonight." I said, "Fry some bread?"
That's what she said.
Fry some bread. Yeah. The kind of bread she made was called poke bread.
In an edge of grease on a wood stove.
In a big old skillet.
That's the way it's done.
Yeah. Make that hook in.
Yeah, man.
Flour
dough. That's it. Yeah.
Breaking bread with my mama. Breaking bread with my mama. Breaking bread. Breaking bread with my mama. Breaking bread with my mama. Breaking bread.
Then Papa come home about when the sun went down. I said, "What's happening, Papa?" I said, "Mom's just rolling up some dough in there. We're gonna fry some bread tonight.
Yeah.
Some whole cake bread."
Yeah.
I know you know what that is.
Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread.
Then in walked my brother and my sister. Cousin Amos, cousin Clarence, cousin Ruth, and that fine cousin Johnny May.
Yeah.
Boy, she looks so good, I wish she were my cousin.
You know she's bad. She ain't my cousin.
We smell the bread and we come to eat this good old stuff you call whole cake bread.
Whole cake bread,
yeah. Whole cake bread. You know that stuff on top of the stove, fried.
And we was sopping molasses,
yeah.
Dripping butter all over the place, and dropping crumbs, and having a good time.
Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my brother, breaking bread.
your bread with my sister, break your bread. Break your bread with my cousin, break your bread with my brother, break your bread.
Yeah, my buddy's Bo and Shad, but they was shut up this time.
Get that bread, get some of that grease all over your fingers.
Yeah.
Have the molasses running down the side of your mouth.
Dripping in your chest.
Yeah.
Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my brother, breaking bread with my sister, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my cousin, breaking bread with my buddies, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my brother, breaking bread with my sister, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my cousin, breaking bread with my buddies, breaking bread.
Yeah, my buddies, yeah. Shag.
Yeah.
All right with me.
Shag, bring a whole lot of bread, too.
I'm gonna take some of this bread back to New York with me.
Hey, man, you ready to know how to accept it?
I know how to eat it. Believe that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Get
out of, I thought you wanted to share with your other buddies in the apple.
Hey,
you married a single? Yeah, you cook? Why? What's the point of getting married? You cook? Once you start with them, you know, it's gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't start. You think it's easy to make a hot meal once a week? Did you ever try to make a hot meal without getting out of bed? Try that sometime. Did you ever make pancakes on an electric blanket? Why should I cook? Why should I'm married? Show me in the Bible where it says I have to cook. Show me where it says woman cooks, man eats, then I'll do it. Show me, if God wanted me to cook, he would have given me aluminum hands. Show me where it says, and Bathsheba went forth and basted, then I'll do it. Bathsheba went forth and did a lot of things. That tramp never picked up a spoon. Because the good-looking ones don't have to cook. Don't start. Don't start. Because once you start, it's gimme, 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 gimme. And cooking doesn't keep them at home. Right? You're married. You know this. Aunt Jemima died single. I said, Jemima, pull yourself together. You're a young woman. Get rid of the apron. Get rid of the kerchief. Jemima, Uncle Ben likes you. She said, I'll make you all my cooking. Well, she died single, didn't she? A flapjack hit her on the head now. That was it. Because all men look at his looks, right or wrong. Never ask a woman to dance because she's clean.
One, two, three. Look at me.
Four, five, six.
I'm learning new tricks.
Seven, eight, nine.
The formula's fine.
Ten.
You want to learn it?
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
One.
Take two lovers.
Two.
Add a glance.
Three.
Mix in moonlight. That's a recipe for romance.
Four.
Blend in music.
Five.
Start to dance.
Six.
Pour some sweet talk. That's a recipe for romance.
Romance.
Seven. If you want a taste of heaven, close your eyes and count 11.
You'll be kissed before you look.
So it says in the cookbook.
Eight.
Start together.
Nine.
Wait your chance.
Ten.
You'll be happy with my recipe for romance. If you want a taste of heaven, close your eyes and count 11. You'll be kissed before you look, so it says in a cookbook.
8, stir together, nine, wait your chance, 10, pop the question.
You'll be happy, I know, in advance with my recipe for...
Recipe for...
Recipe for...
Recipe for... Romance!
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And tonight, we're taking a look at all the songs about cooking and making food and anything related to that. Cast a wide net when I do these. Not all of them are directly on theme necessarily, but as I said before, this is my third food-themed show, so I gotta be as specific as possible. But what did we just hear? That set started out with Action Bronson with a song, Tapas. And then we heard LaBelle with Pressure Cookin'. And then the classic from Cab Calloway, Everybody Eats When They Come to My House. And then we heard Fred Wesley and the JBs with Breakin' Bread. That's the same band that we heard do the version of the theme song at the top of the show here. And then a rare stand-up clip, but I wanted to include that. That's Joan Rivers from an album of hers from the 60s. Talking about cooking, real quick one there, and then close that one out with the Velvet Fog himself, Mel Torme, and the song Recipe for Romance. And I am still joined here by the host of Reciprocity Radio here on Radio Free Brooklyn, Amanda. Thanks for sticking it out and listening to some cooking songs.
I loved it. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to do some more research into celebrity musician cookbooks.
I'm very excited.
I feel like this might be an area that where my, like, maybe if it's a musician that you really like, that won't necessarily yield food that you most enjoy. Like, Loretta Lynn's great, but I don't really want to eat squirrel.
Nope.
And I'm worried that, like, maybe Coolio has the best cookbook and we'll never know.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I could try and find it.
Or Kid Rock, for that matter.
Oh, God, no, I'm not. I refuse.
I want to think it's Dolly Parton's, but, you know.
Yeah, me too, especially since she's, like, just, for me, like, the idea of hospitality.
So right.
I feel like everything in her book would be comforting, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay.
I am planning on doing a recipe that I found from her cookbook, even though it's hard to get a physical copy. I did find a recipe. So if anyone out there has some favorite musician cookbooks that they either want to send me a recipe or that they might want to put us on to so we can do some investigating.
Yeah.
You can email me, Shane, at radiofreebrooklyn.org, or find either me or Amanda on any of the various social media. What else do I want to talk about? I'd like to remind you that radiofreebrooklyn.com has the full array of all of the great programming on the station. A lot of new shows just started up this week. Really excited about them. And you should check out the whole schedule. There's great stuff every day going on the station. And while you're there, you can also donate money. We are about to move the studio, so we could really use your donations.
Super excited. I think this is my last time in this space.
Oh, sweet.
So I know.
We will miss it.
But,
you know, we're moving on. And
moving up out of the basement.
That's right. Literally moving up to sea level now, which will be really exciting. And so, yeah, please kick in a couple bucks if you can. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, so all of your donations are tax deductible. If you want to hear any previous episodes of this show, you can go to EverybodyPlaysTheFool.com. And one other thing I wanted to plug for myself is Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth is celebrating our 4-year anniversary. We will be doing that on Tuesday, December 5th at Bar Chord in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do some ridiculous live audio round, which we do every year, and some very special prizes, and it's definitely worth checking out. So that's facebook.com/musictrivia NYC for more information on that. And do you want to talk about reciprocity and maybe what you have done recently on your show or
sure.
anything you got coming up?
Well, I mean, I'm really looking forward to having you and trying out some musicians' recipes.
Yeah.
It's going to be really fun, especially I love cookbooks, so I'm pretty excited to research this. But yeah, yesterday I did one. It'll be up on Thursday, I believe, of the recipes my family makes every year for Thanksgiving. And I read those out, so those are out there. They're really good secrets.
What's a favorite of the recipes that people should check out?
Well, my mom has, and I will post this on reciprocityradio.com too. I read it out loud, but obviously a little easier to read. It's a pecan cornbread stuffing, and it's amazing.
Whoa.
And I don't know, I have a scan of a newspaper clipping. I don't know where it came from, but she just had this, and it's
awesome.
It's my favorite. It's really
good. Mysterious origins.
I know, yeah. And then, yeah, there's that, and like, I did a pecan pie recipe that's pretty simple but really good from the Buddy Crocker Illustrated Cookbook.
So, oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm. So that, yeah. That's...
Well, check out reciprocityradio.com and check out the show. It's excellent. And
Thank
this
you.
Is a great week for
yeah.
digging into some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe people will be inspired by their Thanksgivings to go out and mm-hmm. be a little more adventurous. That's the thing. Thanksgiving, it's like people fall back on the same thing every time,
yeah,
which is comforting in some ways, but it's also like, I don't know. My family's not very adventurous when it comes to food,
right.
But I remember my uncle used to make the same dish every year, which was, you know, like the sweet potatoes with a bunch of stuff in them that just ends up being dessert that you eat during dinner.
Yep.
But he did a thing where every year he would add one more ingredient.
Oh, God.
It's like one year it was pineapple, one year it was marshmallow.
No.
But it's cumulative, so he keeps adding onto what was in it last year. And yeah, it just turned into like an ice cream sundae by the end. But I was a kid, so I thought that was delicious. Yeah, I hope everyone out there has a very happy Thanksgiving. I think that's about it for plugs. Do have a look at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. We definitely need some support as we move. And also, this is an all-volunteer operation from the management to the volunteers to the hosts to the listeners. We do rely on everybody kicking in as they can. If you want to help us move, you can email me and I'll let you know when and where. But... yeah, that's about it. Well, thanks for coming on my show yet again, Amanda.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
I'm sure that I'll come up with another theme that you can come back on at some point.
That'd be great.
Please listen to Reciprocity Radio and all of the other great programming here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And I think we've got time for a couple more songs as we wind down. This is rare. I don't like to play songs that I've played on previous episodes, but here's one off of my Baked Goods episode.
Ooh.
Which is a really good episode. You should go to everybodyplaysthefool.com and go have a listen. That's one of my favorites. This one is by Etta James, and it's Shortening Bread Rock. And then after that, we will hear a song from Little Feat called Rad Gumbo. So thanks for listening to Everybody Plays the Fool. You can listen again every Monday night at 9 o'clock. And next up is The Next Best Thing, if you're listening live, with Jonathan Lerner, another great show. So do stick around for that. And have a great night, have a great Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you next week. Here is Etta James.
I don't like cake.